A reading from Genesis 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to the tents in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance to his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and you may all wash your feet and rest under the tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, and then go your way, now that you've come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of fine flour and knead it, and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?'" Is anything too hard for the Lord? We who are people of faith obviously answer that question with a resounding no. But that question, in the context of the Bible reading that you just heard read, is not a question of faith. It was not asked by Sarah or Abraham, the chief characters of this story. No, it was a rhetorical question asked by God. It came at the end of the visit to Abraham and Sarah by three men, whom some Bible commentators say were two angels and the Lord himself. That Abraham must have had a clue that something special was going to happen seems obvious by the way he showed great energy into taking care of the physical needs of his visitors. Whether or not Abraham guessed or had a feeling that he was dealing with angels and the Lord himself, I am not sure. But that he was surprised as Sarah, when the Lord said, "I will visit you again this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son," surprised at that, of that I am sure. Sarah laughed at the news. Abraham probably stood there shaking his head in puzzlement until God interrupts his thinking, asking, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" That question of God, addressed first to Abraham, is needed by all who doubt the power of God to do what he says he can do. And like it or not, that's you and I, more often than we're willing to admit. Doubting, disbelief, is as much in vogue today as it was for Sarah and Abraham. In fact, it's never gone out of style. The July 23rd issue of Time magazine, in reviewing the latest Harry Potter movie, underscores what I'm saying. Dubbing Harry as Doubting Harry, the article points to why we have a world today in which dragons are real and religion is fantasy. Harry Potter, the article says, lives in a world free of religion or spirituality of any kind. He lives surrounded by ghosts, but has no one to pray to, even if he were so inclined, which he is not. If you want to know who dies in Harry Potter, the answer is God. What does Harry have instead of God? The answer of the author, Joanne Rowling: Harry's power comes from love. This charming notion represents a cultural sea change, the article continues. In the new millennium, magic comes not from God or nature or anything grander or more mystical than a mere human emotion. But when the end comes, where does it leave Harry? Where will we end up if our beliefs are built on mere emotion? Yes, if we try to solve our problems by ourselves instead of putting them into God's hands, or if we find ourselves laughing derisively over God's promises as Sarah did in this scripture reading. And that's easy to do, especially when we think God has not answered our prayers as we would like. I know this is how I often catch myself reacting when, in thinking about my prayer life, I find myself asking, I wonder if God is even listening. It's then that I know that I'm not listening to Him say to me through His Word, is anything too hard for the Lord? Doubt is like poison. It contaminates hope and chokes out faith and life. So what is the answer to this? The psalm we sang together a few moments ago gives us the answer. Its words lift us up in faith as with David we sing, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle. I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. There is no disbelief or doubt here. There is only certainty. Beautiful, clear, wonderful. God will bless us, His people, David sings. There's no hedging of bets here. All our money is on God's voice. And we can hear it now. God's salvation is at hand. His steadfast love and faithfulness will not go away. By the way, David, as he wrote this psalm, was not living in a bed of roses. The trust he exudes did not come from a full belly or an easy life, but from trials that put his faith to a test. He knew a God, as did Abraham, who did not make idle promises. His God walk the talk. We have that same God. Unlike other gods who stumble and fall, our God, the Holy One of Israel, delivers. From Abraham to Moses and beyond, our God comes through in the clinch. And for those who look at Him through the face of Christ, the story keeps getting better and better and better. Again, with the psalmist, we can sing, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. And so we're back to the question God asked Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? Again, a resounding no. In Christ, God kept His prophet's promises and gives us reconciliation and the peace of the cross and the hope of the resurrection. In Christ, God has made us a new people. In Christ, God helps us walk the talk of our faith. He helps us forgive and love one another. He helps us accept injury rather than inflict it. He helps us see need and respond to it. He helps us rise above ourselves. Yes, nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is a God worthy of our trust and praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.